and as a way that we could really take advantage of this last day, check our guys' alignments, assignments, communication, and still have effective practice.
Were you surprised as many people?
Yeah, this was great. You know, I didn't know how many were going to be here, and especially with the weather later on. But it's amazing, this group of fans that we have. And that's why, you know, I told our players today that it's important to connect. But, I want them to understand we're with each other on this journey. You know, we're with them and they're with us, and that's the only motive. And it's great. The fans are awesome.
Feel bad at all that, you know, they come out for a practice and it's no helmets and not very competitive?
No, I don't. You know, because I think a lot of them, just in my talking a little bit with our PR guy, they want to come out and meet the players and visit with the players. And, you know, I think first and foremost, we got to take care of our players and take care of our team, make decisions what's best for them. But also, there was no sight of canceling practice. When it's, you know, our fans are coming and making a trip to come here. We didn't want to do that. And we felt like we could get a lot out of today's practice.
But if avoiding injuries is the concern, then why not have all walkthroughs?
No. I don't think it's avoiding injuries was completely. I think that it was a way to challenge our players to say, hey, can we come out here? We're going to have this kind of tempo. Normally on a Saturday, we do a walkthrough tempo, where it is truly a walkthrough. Well, this is in between. Let's take advantage of today and kind of push it a little bit with no helmets on, see what we can get accomplished. So I think it was, you know, for multiple reasons.
Gus, okay, is this more of a way of just testing muscle memory today?
I think mentally, more of a mental approach. And again, it was a way for Blake to get multiple reps. And, you know, it's just something that we were trying out to see how it would work together. I mean, 2 minutes, same thing with the 2 minute situation. How do you do a 2 minute through a walkthrough? Well, we didn't walk through it. You know, it wasn't full speed, but we got enough accomplished. And we made some decisions. You know, there's an opportunity for us to spike the ball. We didn't make that decision to do that. We'll look back at it. We got to, you know, write that one down. With that much time left on the clock, we got to take advantage and spike it. So many learning opportunities come up regardless of the tempo.
So is the team any better right now than it was this time last year? If so, why?
Well, you know, I would hope so, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we that's our whole motto, is to get better every day. And I think with the inflection of talent that we have and the free agency, along with our guys that have been here, have gotten better. You can feel it on the field. I think, you know, guys that have come in, a guy like Chris Clemens, you know, he comes in and practices this mini camp, and he says it feels completely different than it was last year. You know, so, you know, you rely on your players and you trust them, and I would agree. It feels different. And you know, so hopefully these next 6 weeks we have a good off season.
Can you explain how it feels different?
Well, I think, I think you look at it by unit. You know, I think defensively, I think this, a lot of guys, they've been in the system now a couple of years. So they're playing faster. They're playing with more confidence. I think they're taking more ownership of it. Offensively, I think we're more talented. I think you're seeing more talent. I think there's greater competition in every position group on offense. And that's why we're seeing limited mental errors. And that's a good sign going into training camp. And special teams, we got greater length and greater speed. So that attributes to where we can have a chance to be better on special teams. There are some things we got to find out, right? Like returners. We got to find out returners. Sometimes that's difficult until you get in the preseason. Even at times in preseason, that's tough. You get in the preseason games, you got to get a lot of three and outs, or you get some stops, or you get some punts. So, you know, those are all challenges, but very pleased where we're at.
How did you assess Blake's progress?
Very good. Very good. Still a work in progress. You know, his technique, his decision-making, understanding the offense, his leadership. Fabulous, fabulous. So you just, you know, we get to training camp and he'll continue to grow. But very, very pleased with where he's at.
Is Derek the only guy who's not going to be ready for the start of camp?
The rest of them are on track.
Okay. Yeah, then it'd be. My understanding is you're right on saying that, Sindarik. And we'll see. I know he's doing really well.
Any particular message to the team as they head off here for a couple of weeks?
Protect the team. That was the big message. You know, make decisions in these next 6 weeks. Make good decisions, great decisions, because their decisions affect not only their team but our organization. So, you know, rule number one is protect the team. That was a big part of it. And then also we had three things. The other one was that we've had a really good offseason, 61 days here at practice through OTAs and mini camp, and felt like they really competed. And then, you know, come in, they, you know, really focus on these next 6 weeks and get the most out of that so we come back in the best shape that we ever have been.